Maryland's 2022 legislative session opens today. On the agenda this year are legalizing recreational marijuana, paid family leave, and how to spend a budget surplus, among other things, obviously. WAMU's Maryland reporter Dominique Maria Benessi is with us now to talk through some of the items lawmakers will be debating. Hi, Dominique.
Hi, Esther.
So this session is a significant one for lawmakers and for Governor Larry Hogan. Why is that?
Yeah, this is the last session before all Senate and delegate seats in the General Assembly are up for grabs again in 2022. This is also the last session that Hogan will be governor. You know, he's term limited. During this session, lawmakers will be redrawing state delegate and Senate district maps based on new census data, and that will ultimately determine who wins re-election and who doesn't. Lawmakers and the governor's ability to work together for results for constituents is crucial if they want to be reelected, or in Hogan's case, leave a positive legacy behind, and as some are suggesting, possibly run for president in 2024.
Also on the agenda this year, House Speaker Adrian Jones has said her top priority for the session is to legalize recreational marijuana use. Maryland legalized medical marijuana in 2014. What would Jones' bill look like?
The House bill would leave the decision up to voters in the 2022 election. There would also be complementary legislation created by House lawmakers, including Delegate David Moon, who represents Tacoma Park and has been trying to pass recreational marijuana for the past 7 years. He told WAMU that complementary legislation would focus on equity. As we've seen in the past, Maryland got off to a rocky start when they allowed for the sale of medical marijuana. The majority of those who got licenses to sell were white. And then the commission had to go back and level the playing field to allow for people of color to get in on it. Equity also refers to making sure that those previously convicted with marijuana possession charges can have their convictions expunged. But, you know, Jones and Senate President Bill Ferguson have two very different opinions on how they'd like to see recreational marijuana legislation passed. On the other hand, we have President Ferguson suggesting that a Senate bill would not be turned over to the voters for a referendum, but the legislature would make decisions on things like how much to tax it, how much people can have on their possession, and whether you can grow it in your home.
Also on the agenda this year, family leave, which has been a big topic of conversation amplified by the pandemic when many parents had to make the decision of who would stay home with the kids. Dominique, how are lawmakers trying to help parents out?
Prince George's County Delegate Criselda Valderrama is proposing legislation that will create a family and medical leave insurance program. The state already protects state employees and private companies with at least 50 employees by allowing them to take 12 weeks of unpaid family and medical leave. This measure would help employees at private companies and those who are self-employed get paid while they're on leave. So the bill would require employees to add to the fund each year starting in January 1st, 2023, and employers would have to match those funds. But it's likely this bill will get pushback from moderate Democrats and Republicans. According to a fiscal policy note from when this bill was introduced last year, it would have significant cost to small businesses, local county governments, and the state's Department of Labor to administer the project. It could also be difficult to get buy-in from the business community.
Lawmakers will also be voting on the budget for fiscal year 2023. And thanks in part to federal pandemic recovery funds, Maryland has a $6 billion surplus. Hogan wants to spend the money on items like the Rainy Day Fund, shoring up the federal food aid program known as SNAP, and additional pay for state employees, including police officers. How would lawmakers like to see this surplus spent, Dominique?
Lawmakers are in agreement with some of the items like SNAP benefits, but many Democrats would like to see the money spent on long-term capital improvement projects like addressing the $65 million maintenance backlog at state parks, converting all state-operated vehicles to electric, and increasing rapid bus infrastructure throughout the state. So there'll have to be some negotiation between lawmakers and the governor on the budget.
All right, that's WAMU's Dominique Maria Benessi with a look at the 2022 Maryland legislative session, which opens today. Dominique, thank you.
Thank you, Esther.